All right, we on Patreon now. So,
Patreon
is where we really.
I kind of got to pee, though. I'm
go
not
pee.
Gonna lie
go
to
pee.
You.
Go
okay.
pee. It's two bathrooms.
Tequila running through me.
It's two bathrooms. The one right. The one right here don't have toilet paper, so go to the other one. So it's two on the side. Of course. The van, crazy how you put that van. Whoever put a van on like that? So yeah. Aggressive ass van put on. Dirty ghetto kids. Lionel, what's going on, Patreon?
Hello, Patreon.
We just came back from D.C., though. Just came back from D.C. Bag.
Oh, the bag. Oh, the phone. Right.
We just came back from D.C., y'all. Yeah, Lionel, how was the show? I mean, how was it? We can talk about what we got into out there a little bit. I didn't really get into too much.
I didn't know. I just was making sure. I don't
Tell
know.
Her this one don't got toilet paper. This first one don't have toilet paper. That one does. This one don't.
That's very delightful.
Patreon, what's going on? I know y'all
we
missed
have our
us.
Guest, we have our guest drunk. Way to go, guys. She is drunk.
Samaj did it. You know, I thought about it so hard.
Whoa! Samaj just called us a
Samaj
bitch.
Samaj just called us a bitch. I'm
whoa,
sorry,
Samaj. Whoa.
I thought about it.
Whoa.
Damn, I thought about it, then I said no.
Well, I didn't want to get our... Yes, drunk, but we're having a good time. We're having a fucking tremendous time.
I'm hungry as shit, to be honest. We keep a thousand. Yeah,
guess
I'm starving.
Who's not?
Because you ate.
Right.
Cool.
Chicken nuggets.
What's up, my boy?
God what's created going on chicken you? Nuggets. What's up, man? We just came back from D.C.
Yeah.
That was fun. Did you have fun in D.C.?
I had a good time.
I'm in Miami, bitch.
I was late. We didn't talk about this on another free episode.
No, we didn't.
I was late. To the show,
there was late.
We was doing a lot of shit. Shout out to Samaj. We supposed to shout out on a free episode. Jeez.
Why? Yeah. Well, it's always gonna be shout out to Samaj. She knows that. She knows how we feel.
Does she know how
dog.
We feel?
She know what I like.
No, we can't.
Do you know what I like by now? You see my taste in women. Do you know what I like? That's my dog. She know what I like. Do you know? Maybe. You know I like a tall bitch. Okay.
So my thing, I like bald-headed women because I had one bald-headed woman interested in me.
That's not what I said. We all know. She ain't got locks. She ain't going for it.
Yeah, Larry loves locks.
And braids.
You be pulling them?
And afros,
you be
yes.
pulling locks?
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? No, afros too. Afros too.
I like a good fro.
Yeah.
I like to put my hands through it like this.
Wanna run my fingers through your hair. Write me up in your leg. And love you till your eyes roll back.
I'm trying to put you to bed. I like being around.
Air drop me the episode.
Feminine women.
Or the episode.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that now.
Is this on your phone?
Yeah, it is. I like feminine energy and when I was in D.C. and...
Can you plug this up, please?
So much. When I was in D.C., I was with one of my friends, and...
What happened?
Okay. Is she okay? You all right?
Why are you talking? I just got shocked.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Samaj just got shocked, y'all. So, yeah, I was with my friend, and it was, like, a lot of feminine energy in the just around, and I had a good time. I like that. That was the first night. I like being around women. I like it. Yeah, you should have. It was really nice. We had a back patio.
I don't think it's plugged in so much.
Damn,
I'm a loser.
We had a back patio. We had a brunch off. Please, come through, please. Please, please, come on, come on.
I ain't go to the brunch.
Yeah, so me and my me and my lady friend. Yeah, well,
lady
it's a
friend? What that mean?
This nigga 40. Me and my lady friend.
No, she
my old lady.
She's just a shorty that I'm talking to in D.C. Honestly, that's it. Honestly, it's nothing to it. She's just a shorty. She's just a little shorty. I'm fucking talking to you, mean?
Shorty.
In D.C. But we had a brunch off, and she won because she's from
what
the
she,
South.
What she cook?
And she knows how. We both had to cook the same thing.
She knows how to throw down.
Shrimp and grits. We made shrimp and grits, eggs. She made pancakes and I made French toast. My French toast was hitting. My gravy for my shrimp and grits was hitting.
Then what was ass about it?
My eggs were pretty ass.
Like, how you fuck up an egg?
How you fuck up eggs, bro?
I think I over-scrambled.
Or they was burnt?
No, I over-scrambled.
He burnt them. He burnt the eggs. How you burn the egg?
He burnt them.
I ain't burning eggs, y'all.
So our Patreon is like, you know what I'm saying? Do you got Patreon?
What y'all be doing on Patreon?
We just tell like in-depth stories.
I'm subscribed to one hentai Patreon.
What's that?
Shout out Cammy. K-A-M-I. Cammy is dope, I believe.
Cammy is dope. So what do they do? Like hentai? Isn't that like cartoons?
Yeah, he makes he'll redraw like certain anime characters and shit.
But like in a sexy way?
In sexual ways.
Put the bottle on the floor.
Yeah, freak
Thank
bull.
You. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I like that. His one of his shits is actually do y'all watch anime?
Girls try to get me into it.
Y'all
I try to get
Naruto?
Myself into it.
Naruto?
A little bit.
No.
A little bit. I watched a little bit of it. I know a lot of people get go crazy about it.
About Naruto?
Yeah. My fucking wallpaper is actually like a really hot, sexy Kakashi.
Do you like let me see? Do you like that? Like cartoons that be fucking each other?
Not really cartoons, but it's.
I mean, not cartoons. I'm sorry.
You phoned it?
No, but it's on like Do Not Disturb, so you can't really see. You can't see it yet.
It's just dark.
Oh, and then it's me. I don't know why it changes.
You got. She got a screen protector.
And now I'm gonna have to show you
so
my whole camera roll
angle.
To find the shit.
Oh,
you're
oh,
at a different angle.
Oh,
like.
I'm about to. Oh.
You see how many pictures of my coochie I be taking? You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah,
like,
it's loaded up with coochie.
Just busting it wide
just,
open,
just,
like
just hella vibes.
Oh, that's a lot.
This is the life of a fucking content
creator.
That's
at least 300 pictures of the same, like,
bruh, vibe. The same coochie. Yeah. In the same.
Yeah, so your Apple Spy be looking at your phone, like,
bruh. It's so funny too, because even when I got like, even when I sent them the original image for the shirts that I got y'all,
yeah,
yeah,
they saw my pussy in the original image, and the guy was like, "Yeah, you could just send their original image through." And I told him, I was like, "My coochie out, like my
yeah.
pussy is on the shirt."
My coochie,
he was like,
booty
he
hole
was like
brown.
"Just send the image, and I'm gonna show it to my manager, and like we'll let
nah,
you know."
He ain't show it to
the
manager.
This.
I don't know.
And it's like, bro, you know what the fuck is
so
policy
did he put the star
policy.
Over it, or did you put the star over it?
I put the star over it because they dubbed my shit and was like, "Yeah, we can't print your shit."
Yeah, that's
if you
good.
Got the pussy on it,
they need to grow the fuck up. It's just a I vagina.
Agree. It's just a vagina.
It's guys. A vagige. Oh, it's like a cartoon. Oh, it's a okay. Okay, cool.
And that's
what is he
my
doing?
Wallpaper. Just posing like a hot bitch.
Oh. So do you like pleasure yourself to that? Would you pleasure yourself to something like that?
I do watch hentai. I do okay. watch hentai and I enjoy masturbating to hentai.
I tried to watch it before. I shit kind
I love a good
up.
Lusty anime.
Okay. Would they be having like extreme penises?
The lusty vampire animes.
What's that about?
Vampires?
Vampires. I don't know. It's something about like
fangs.
Fangs, but also
we
like
can say fangs.
Giving power to somebody.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
Because like they be like biting someone and then they turn them into a vampire, and it's like it's hard to do because they have to go through that painful experience. Of becoming a vampire.
Passing power.
But it's also like, but I want this so that you can be as powerful as me.
Come on, passing power,
so
Steven.
Then it's kind of
yo,
hot.
Baddies be nerds for real. Like, that's nuts hot. To me. Anime? That's a vibe, I guess.
It's like anime.
I don't think I ever had no pussy good enough to make me watch anime.
I have. You tripping.
I
You're bugging.
I've had good absolutely. Enough dick to make me watch anime.
Absolutely, I yeah. have, for sure. Shorty was like... I'm watching One Piece, and I'm like, all right, well, we're watching One Piece.
Yeah,
I got into it. I started watching a couple episodes. And then once I stopped talking to her, I stopped watching the thing.
Yeah, because fuck all that.
I mean, not fuck all that. Fuck that's all crazy. That. But like, I don't want nothing to remind me of her. Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Just a
especially
little bit.
I can't grab that.
I had pussy made me listen
to are those
to
real glasses?
Yes.
Are you really blind?
Not really, really blind, but.
But you don't have 20/20.
No.
The singer got 20/20.
No, I have glasses.
He
too.
Can't see either.
Oh, all right, because I was gonna say if you have 20/20, fuck.
You got 20/20?
Fuck! You see these fucking glasses on my face?
They look. I can see.
I
your
can't
eyes.
See shit. When I take.
I just refuse
off,
to wear my glasses.
I can't.
Let me see your eyes. Let me see. Turn this. Oh yeah, it's a different person.
I cannot read shit.
Them motherfuckers is bifocals. You look at the prescription, them bitches.
Yeah, these are. I have an astigmatism in both eyes.
That sounds crazy.
I'm a blind bitch.
So same. When you lose your glasses, you just be fucked.
I'm Velma to the bullshit.
That's same. It. It sucks because when you lose your glasses, you need your glasses to find your glasses. Mm. But what do you have?
Nothing.
Intuition.
I got these one reliable pair of glasses that I just keep stuffing in my bag. They be getting cracked up and shit.
Yeah.
I only use them to drive, though, to be honest. Like, it's just a driving thing.
They be trying to OD at, like, lens crafters and shit.
But they be
really get a good pair of glasses for, like, $50.
Yeah, and last thing on glasses, they don't give you your full prescription because they want you to buy the glasses at the store. So they don't give you the joint, the space you need between your eyes.
What you mean?
What?
The like, it's called, like, the distance between.
The diameter?
Yeah. They don't give it to you because they know you're going to order online.
That's crazy.
They want you to order at the store.
That's wild.
So I went in there. They was like, we can't get that to you. I'm like, yo, shut up. Get the fuck out of here.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was having sex on Sunday. And
period. Holy.
I was fucking the shit out this girl. And the problem was that I couldn't give her my all like how I wanted to.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I was tired from the live show.
Okay.
That happened on Saturday.
Yeah. Real
and
shit.
In the entire weekend. And then I had to drive back and I got caught in traffic.
Real
and
shit.
I kind of just wanted to be alone.
You drove straight to her?
I drove home.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to go pick her up and we came back and we did like, you know, we were playing Uno and drinking and watching
I gotta get better at that
the
whole,
Bob's
like,
Burgers movie.
Shit.
Which was crazy. And then we fucked. But I just wasn't myself. Like,
you
I
know
couldn't.
That.
Fuck.
I don't like when niggas don't know what to do, but they're horny, but they don't want to say that they're horny. Yeah, so they just like try and cuddle you in weird ways that you could feel their penis.
Oh.
No.
I don't really like that. Because it's like, bro, if you horny, let me know.
Yeah, okay. But you,
but you can't
what?
Be straightforward with everybody.
Yes,
like,
you can.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because I've experienced.
Tell every shorty. What am I supposed to say to a shorty that I kind of.
Do you
like
really want a bitch that you can't be straightforward with?
No, not at all.
You right.
Do you really want a bitch that you can't be honest with?
But you know how like the beginning stages is.
I don't.
Uh-oh.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, I fuck with it. She don't.
Because I'm really at this point where I know what I want.
You know what you want, but you don't know what the other person wants. So it kind of like,
but
I can't
even
do
if
this
it,
for
even
them.
Even if it's I don't know what the other person wants.
Yeah.
I need to know what they want to know if I agree with that.
I hit my boner this past weekend from a shorty.
You hit,
I hit
your
it.
Boner?
I had to.
Why?
Because we was cuddling and I didn't want her to feel it. Because I wanted to avoid
it's a
what
natural,
you're talking
but
about.
It's a natural
no, you
reaction.
Can't hide this boner.
I tried to go like this. I had to push it down.
Nah, it's a natural.
I did a lot of
even,
pushing.
Even in
push
those situations,
good.
Like, I feel like it's important to know that somebody is turned on by this.
Yeah.
So she gotta feel it.
She gotta feel
she
it.
She gotta feel that.
She leaned back on my.
It's up to you.
Right.
To gauge whether or not her response is saying fuck me or no.
Her response was not saying fuck me. I'm telling you right
okay,
now.
But then that's
she
okay.
was not, because we was
okay.
chilling. We was watching a movie. Right?
Sometimes boners happen.
That's a fact.
Period.
Sometimes boners
right
do
now,
happen.
Sometimes boners happen. Please.
All I'm saying is, and then the thing is, with this girl, I like her a lot. Right?
Y'all got
she
my
real
whole
cool.
moose knuckle out. Y'all recording
this? Yo, it's Patreon. Yeah.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Patreon. It's like Pornhub for podcasts.
So, I fuck with her, right? We never had sex before.
Who is this that you like a lot? You don't even
the
talk to
that
me
we
anymore.
Never had sex. We never had sex. She gave us the backdrop.
Oh. That's why you like her, because she ain't fuck you.
That's not true.
Let him know.
That's not true.
In these
know.
Days, in this podcast,
let him know he
I'm gonna keep
on
it
to that curiosity.
In this podcast,
you holding
world,
on
no,
to that
no.
curiosity. You holding
so?
On. You holding yeah. on.
I don't
to
think
curiosity,
so.
And that's
yes.
fine.
You think so?
It's yeah, fine. Because what else do you have to hold on to besides like the perpetuation of that moment.
The perpetuation, bro.
It's okay.
I'm saying, like, to L in this podcast world.
Like, let it, you know, let it take me places. Happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's fucking with you, it's fucking with you. And if it's not,
it's not.
It's not.
The perpetuation.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys.
I don't really think
it's.
I think
you really like her.
I think.
However, I don't know if Shorty, like, understands where you at.
Yeah, I'm on her side.
I know you would fuck.
I would fuck.
But it's like
I would fuck.
But would she fuck back?
Talk about the fuck back, you heard?
You feel me?
He ain't feeling what you coming from. Let me keep it a bean with you.
I think I feel you.
You feel me?
I feel you.
No, here's it. So I don't know if it's just like the curiosity of like
Anticipation Part 2.
Was that album?
What was that?
I don't know. Wasn't that like a Trey Songz?
It really is a Trey Songz album though. It is.
Not Trey.
Yes,
not Trigger.
Not Trigger.
Not Tremaine.
Not Tremaine.
Yeah.
You making niggas wait for your vagina for Jean Jean?
But like that's okay too. Anticipation. Did you name it? Anticipation is a kink.
Did you name it?
Name what?
Your pussy.
Your vagina.
A pussy.
Have you ever named it?
Or is that it's called Darling Nikki.
I ain't named my Gucci. That bitch, this bitch.
We gotta name it. Let's name it.
This bitch right here.
she a whole nother bitch.
Like,
that's not Darling Nikki.
She with me, but she not with me.
Right.
She got a mind of her own. Like, and she do her own shit. And really, I respect her.
Yeah, you bow down to the
like
coochie.
Does she respect you though?
That's a good point.
She does. She does, cause she won't fuck niggas. You feel me? I'd be like, oh, he's cute though. She'd be like, nah. Dub.
I need to tell my dick to learn the same lesson.
Dub.
Yeah, some control.
Why is it harder? Why is that easier for women than men? Cause like I said, I don't.
It's cause y'all got penis. Cause y'all got things.
It leads us. It's out.
Exactly. It's out in the world.
The vaginas are
inside.
More in.
Right. Intrinsic.
Yeah.
Intuitive.
Intuition.
Another N word.
You feel me?
Let's name Darling Nikki's vagina tonight.
Yeah.
That's not our job.
Yes, it is.
I mean, y'all can name it whatever the fuck. Like, I mean, how do y'all feel about my pussy? Y'all seen it. Y'all seen what it could do.
I'm gonna call. I want to name your pussy Erica Badu. I'm like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
You want to name it
that bitch
after
crazy.
Somebody else?
Yeah. Erica crazy. I just seen her latest like little shit, and she did a little tour of her Dallas studio. She crazy. She on mushrooms. I be on mushrooms too, though.
I never did a mushroom.
Shout out to Mother Mushroom.
Mother Mushroom.
You ain't never did no fucking name your pussy. Mushrooms.
Yeah.
You ain't never had the best sex of your life. Name her pussy. Mother Mushroom.
That ass,
my nigga.
That ass.
You heard?
Okay. I've had the best sex of my life.
I'm scared
on
to take
mushrooms.
A mushroom though.
Why?
Because I'm not mentally stable. You feel me?
What you got going on? You got PTSD.
I got a lot of shit up on me.
You got PTSD?
Shit, I got a lot of shit.
But to be honest, that mushroom gonna love.
That's gonna make me do some shit like really.
Nah.
I don't want to learn that shit.
That mushroom gonna love you the way that you need to be loved.
Maybe I could microdose it first. You feel me?
I would say fuck mushroom, do cacao.
What's that?
No.
Like chocolate.
But it's chocolate in its purest form.
Do it get you high?
It gives you a psychedelic experience, and it does get you high, but in a different way. It's like a body high.
Okay.
Uh-oh. It's like a complete.
So I'm gonna start Harlem
high.
Shaking after
yeah.
I take it.
Not even. You're gonna melt.
You
gonna melt into
the couch. Am I ready to melt?
You gonna melt into the bed. You gonna melt into whoever holding you. Like, because it's cacao, because it's chocolate, you gonna melt.
It's off the earth. Off from the earth.
Yeah.
From
can
the earth.
Can we name your pussy Mother Mushroom? Can we name it Mother Mushroom?
Mother Mushroom, yeah.
Mother Mushroom, you like that?
I don't give a fuck. This pussy a portal, dead ass.
Mushrooms,
I could change your life with this coochie. That's really what's crazy.
I don't got no life changing dick.
I need some roti, bro. Give me some China doubles.
Give me some fufu, you heard?
That's
yo,
oh,
okay. I had fufu recently. I didn't know it was supposed to melt in your mouth like that.
I'm Nigerian.
Fufu does.
Really?
Yeah.
You fucking bugging. Come to Houston.
He's not Nigerian.
Our after hours till 4 a.m. Darla
Nikki, he's not Nigerian. Don't let him talk. Yeah, he's lying.
Oh, you got the baldy on this pic.
You see that look back?
I like the curls in your shit,
though. You see that look back? That's the John.
No, all that's right. Not how we use it.
Well, first of all.
No, that's not how you do it.
That's a good John. We don't
that's
say that's a good John.
That's the John.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You fucked up. John.
No, you're learning fast.
I ain't from here.
She's a fast learner.
I'm never going to lie to y'all. I'm not from Philly.
No. You're from Harlem.
Shout out BX. Shout out Harlem. And shout out Peekskill. You heard?
Shout out Staten Island. You feel me?
I
shout
ain't never been to Staten Island.
Shout out to L.I. Shout out to Albany.
Shout out Albany. My mom went there for college. But
shout out to Syracuse.
Shout out to Jamaica.
Shout out to Jamaica Queens. Shout out to Canal Street. You heard me get the Timbs off Canal Street.
Shout out Houston.
Shout out Little Italy, nigga.
Little Italy.
Shout out to Dumbo.
You feel me?
Shout out that one sketchy ass hotel.
Uh-oh.
On motherfucking 14th Street.
I'm just drunk. I'm here. What's on 14th Street?
What is that shit called?
14th Street Hotel.
It's like by the High Line and shit, but it's very well known for like sex worker.
It's called the Boom Boom Room.
It's we need to start something.
You tatted for real.
We need to start a boom
bit,
boom room.
A little THC. I did ayahuasca. Right arm. And I seen this bitch. This is Jurema, the female version of the ayahuasca plant.
Oh.
So I got this bitch tatted.
That's a lot.
I used to do graffiti when I was
You are
in
so
the
New York. Why the fuck were you doing
she
graffiti?
She did graffiti?
Because I was a dirty ghetto kid.
Do you know Stevie Williams?
No, but okay. I know Cope too. I know Cope. I know fucking Rumi. I know fucking Slick. I know all the fucking taggers.
You was tagging the train up?
I was not tagging trains up. I was tagging the train stations, but not the trains.
That's illegal.
It is illegal, and I love that shit.
I want to get locked up by a lady cop, and then she'd be like, only way you got this ticket is you give me some dick.
Uniform pants too tight.
That's one of his
best
verses.
I was listening to that song earlier today. It's
like he said, what ad-lib was that? Nigga said,
That's that shit I love to hear.
Yo, why the fuck is the bull? Hold on.
That's the shit I love to hear during sex. It's like shit that you wouldn't hear in regular daily conversation. Like growling my fucking ear.
Financial literacy.
I'm gonna start getting you. I'm gonna start hitting shorties with the gunna ad lib.
Hey.
Beat it up. It's too high pitched.
Mama.
No, stop. It's too high pitched.
I'm gonna start reading Bible verses in the pussy.
You mean low pitch?
It's too high pitched.
Like the Yang Yang Twins.
Brum bum bum. Little John. Yeah. Listen.
We need that. I don't know. We crave. Dominance. We want to hold black men up to the standards.
Yo, why y'all be fronting on black niggas online though? Hold on. Why y'all be fronting on black men online, but in real life it's not real?
I feel like we all know that.
Like I feel like everything on Twitter be fake. Like it be like
Twitter is fake.
All the hate shit.
Twitter is like TMZ.
Okay.
I agree.
Dead ass.
Yeah. I agree to that.
Twitter is TMZ now.
It's fake. Because black women and black niggas really love each other in real life.
In real life, we fucking love y'all.
But the internet make it seem like we hate each other, and we really don't.
Okay, so my whole thing about that is hate is on the exact opposite side of love.
Like that's very true.
It's right there. And we hate y'all because we love y'all so much. And y'all don't get
it. And I hate her.
Wait. We love y'all. Hold on.
It's the same way.
Hold on. We love y'all. Yeah.
It's the same way for women, too. Y'all love us so much, but y'all also hate us because the power that we have to condemn y'all.
I think, yeah.
In the case of. I mean, Jonathan Majors is different because he was fucking with a white woman.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Also...
But in just situations like that, we can be the victims Yeah. And we can ruin y'all lives.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, y'all also have enough power to do so. You know? Mm. So instead of coming together to create some negativity, why can't we come together to create positivity?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Tweet that.
And to be honest, like in the sexual space, the only people like as far as male and female that I really be able to see stand on their own is really King Noir and Jet Setting Jasmine.
I don't know who that is.
Who are they?
They're a couple who create porn.
Nice.
And
what about Team Stee?
I don't know who that is.
Some of the best porn on the motherfucking internet, man.
How do you
T-A-M-S-T-E.
S-T-E-E.
They be fucking.
Yeah.
Okay.
They be
I think she changed the name now, though.
Really?
Now,
yeah.
Question, is it within their own relationship?
Yeah.
Or do they open their relationship up?
Just them two.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate bro, that. I think it changed now. I think she started fucking other
now
niggas.
Oh,
they might have broken up.
Yeah, because her name is something like Olivia something.
Well, he got 8 kids. That's not hers. I found like other content on them guys. Like real, he used to have a podcast. The guy used to have a podcast.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
8 kids is a lot.
That's not hers.
Yeah.
8 kids is dead ass a lot.
That's a lot.
That's
of kids.
Dead ass a lot. I'm not trying to have 8 kids. I want
3 max.
Max.
4. Yeah, 4 max. I'm cool with 4.
You got kids?
I have no kids.
Good job.
Woo!
To be honest, uh-oh. I'm turning 27 June 7th.
You're young.
Yay.
This is the first year that I've considered
having a child.
Not
having kids.
Having children be a part of the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So you don't want to have kids, period?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I did.
You have time.
I did really listen into Seth Rogen and his partner's interview on why they chose to not have kids and how that decision has impacted their life. And I wish that I had a lot more positive experiences to influence my decision, okay. But I don't. I have a lot of negative experiences that are influencing my decision to not have kids.
Like you talking about like having like your family and shit?
Family, friends
yeah.
Especially
yeah.
friends. Like yeah. friends who are really struggling to co-parent. And friends that are struggling.
You don't want no baby daddy.
Yeah, it's a lot of bad. We have a lot of bad. It's like a bad rep. Like it's a lot of like, yeah.
And I get it.
No good role models.
It's super difficult when you get into a situation with somebody that you weren't really prepared for.
I know.
And that you have to grow up and like.
You're stuck with them for kind of the rest of your life, low key. Like even if the child turns 18, you're with that person. Like.
Somehow.
No matter what. So I kind of agree.
I think when I get rich, I'm going to want a couple like baby moms for me.
Yeah.
A couple baby moms?
Maybe two.
But honestly, like, I don't even think anything is worth it unless these people are really down for you. Mm. Unless you know that they want to see you succeed.
You got your PBS voice on right now.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's really
be like
nice.
That. Reading Rainbow, like.
Uh-oh.
What you hear as it's the Naruto remix.
That's what you hear when listening.
This is my ex calling. I don't know
answer
why my ex
podcast.
Is calling.
We should answer.
Answer it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Put on speaker.
Hey.
What's good? Not really.
Quick question.
Yo, what's up?
Remember that Parmesan cheese we got?
Parmesan cheese.
Can I eat this shit?
Are you at home?
Yeah.
No, it's been fucking weeks.
Yeah, it's only been weeks though.
No, throw it away. Everyone in the world is lactose intolerant. Do not eat the cheese. Throw it away and order something else.
Okay, I just needed the cheese for spaghetti, but all right.
No.
I was just asking.
Okay.
I didn't eat it.
Or just don't have the cheese and eat the spaghetti.
All right, that's what I'm going to do. But I was just making sure.
Okay.
All right, bet.
All right. Later.
He just like me for real. He just like me. I be calling women like, can I eat this? Niggas are all the same.
I'm rolling because I'm like, that is a question.
That's a valid question.
I would literally ask that question.
That's a valid question. Like,
the way that he called, I thought he was about to say some I'm wild, serious. Kinky shit. Like, when you get home. No, because when he called, he had the voice on like, yo, you doing something? Like, what's up? You busy?
I'll be asking dumb shit like,
oh, whole move.
My like, God, this is my most recent ex.
That Parmesan cheese.
And I said, he just like me, man.
No, I felt it.
I'd be like, yo, how did you, what season
bruh,
did you eat that chicken?
Bro, that Parmesan cheese been in the fucking fridge for like 4+ weeks. That shit ain't good.
But cheese, it just.
Nah, that shit ain't good.
No, that's bad.
Not in that way.
It could age bad. It could
not
age
in
bad.
That way.
It could age bad for sure.
You got such little tiny feet.
I do. And
what size are those?
The nail color matches my outfit.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, is that pistachio?
It's mint. It's like mint. It's okay. Mint, pistachio, matcha.
Oh, all
it does
green.
Look like matcha. It yeah. does. I was
and I'm
say
really
matcha.
Feeling this color. I'm really loving this shit.
No, that's why.
I do like green. Green yeah. is my favorite color. I wear it a lot.
A lot green of things look good on brown. Most things look good on brown.
Period.
Brown on brown is underrated too.
Like, okay.
Brown on brown skin?
I used to shit on brown on brown. I used to be like, what is this fucking gaka doodle brown?
It's cool.
What is that even?
But it looks good.
It looks yeah. good. Orange on brown is the one. Orange.
Hunter green.
Yeah,
I like
brown.
Hunter green.
Mustard yellow.
I like that
on
too.
On brown.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that
copper
too.
On brown. Mm. Purr.
Got it. Got it. All right. Anymore? What's right. What else we got on that roster there? Did we even get to the topics this week?
Not even a little bit. Do you think we did?
What's y'all topics?
We don't have none.
What do you mean y'all don't have none?
We just talk.
We just be talking. Darling Nikki.
Don't say we don't have topics. Say we don't have
yeah, topics. Get up. Fuck this nigga up. Yeah, because she put the...
Next week. Next week. Next week. Next week. Where's your laptop in you? You ever left your... ASMR.
Yeah, I've been doing that though.
She was going crazy and you over here arguing with Samaj and I was just trying to let her lovely just go.
Is that the prime sound? That's like a mating call.
I think I like it.
I do too. It's kind
I think
of,
I
it's
think
kind
I
of relaxing.
Actually like it a little bit. I want you to get on the mic though.
It's like Keke. You remember Keke? I don't think we need no more shots, y'all.
Hold on, because I need to finish WhatsApp in my cup.
Well. All right. Guys, that's been the Patreon.
How far are you staying away from here? Are you good?
That's been the Patreon.
Hola es.
What does that mean?
What time is it? Papi. Dime que tú quieres.
11:09. Oh,
it's 11?
Holy yeah. shit. I was supposed to be at Snatcherella.
What's that?
At like 10.
What's Snatcherella?
It's a drag show.
Oh, where's that at?
We got to get you there.
No, it's all good. It's probably over.
Oh, shit. Okay, well.
You missed a drag show to be here with us?
Yeah. Thank I love you. Y'all. I fuck with y'all. Y'all are
we love you too.
When you going to start your job?
Producer is at the door. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was y'all.
Yeah.
That was like 3 hours ago.
And then some Houston asshole was texting me. But
when we come to Houston, you going to show us?
He never going
to
get a response.
You
going
to show us where the women at?
I went over to his house. This nigga was bragging about him having a house. And then I went over to his house and seen what it was hitting for.
It wasn't hitting.
And I was like, nigga, you got a house just to treat it like this?
Oh, it was dirty. It was dirty.
It was.
How you have a whole house, bro? Wheelchair access, ramp and everything. And
oh,
it's
that's a good house.
That's a good house.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What didn't you like about it?
Everything.
You fucked him still?
Right. He ain't have no shelves. How you ain't got shelves,
give niggas a break. We trying to learn from y'all.
How you ain't got shelves, bro? You a nigga. You supposed to know how to drill. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, yo, she's not lying.
She's not lying.
She's not lying.
Guys, I used my backup drawer recently. I had to take it apart a couch. You know, I'm moving.
I don't know if niggas understand how sexy that shit is to women.
Oh, we know. We use it.
Because we don't know how to do it. Like, leverage yourselves.
Not that us.
Be the manliest, mannest nigga that you can be. Because we can't be that.
Yeah. I be drilling
shit. We will never be that because we are women. With hammering. Pussies who like to be soft and like to be sweet. Weird. And we like to let y'all handle that hard shit.
Real shit.
They could do women could do stuff.
We could do stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Doesn't mean we want to.
Right. But okay. There you go. Okay, gotcha.
Hey, you know what y'all the fuck don't want to ever do? Take out the trash.
Hell no. What the fuck would women I take out the trash for when it's a nigga coming trash. Through my fucking house?
No, I feel like that's my
you
dick
gotta
text.
Be kidding me. Like whether it's text. My father, my uncle, my brother, the nigga I'm fucking.
Male. It's another male somewhere. The male
that's
male.
What y'all job is. Fuck right. out. Look like touching a fucking garbage.
Yeah.
These hands is too pretty. They belong on penis. They belong in your mouth.
Not the trash.
Not the trash.
I take the trash out as a form of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you gave me some pussy. Like, let me grab the trash out real quick.
I'll suck your dick if you take the trash out.
That's a good take out a lot like of trash trade. If I get my dick sucked for it. I like that trade a lot, actually. We should start making that trade happen a little trade. Bit more. That's actually a really good trade.
Head for taking the trash out?
Yeah. I'll even build a shelf.
I would take that trash out so fast.
Ooh. You build. I'll, you would never I'll have trash. Suck your dick while you building a shelf. That's
well,
really
I don't know how
crazy.
That's going to.
Nope, it'll work.
If it's too distracting, I'll just kiss it. You okay, cool.
No, it works.
And then I'll suck it out. After once it's like hung up and I put the books on it.
I'm hung, it's hung.
We
all hung.
Exactly, we all hung.
Can you write down we all hung, please, for this title here, please? Uh-huh. It's a hung party.
No. please.
No, Nikki said please.
Please.
No.
I can see. No. To be honest, I'm as somebody who's willing to throw a party with.
Right.
Fuck.
Darling, Nikki is great.
We gotta come to Houston and party with you. Yeah,
we gonna y'all we gonna should. Pop out there. We gonna
ass.
Do a live show out there. We gonna do a live
dead
show
ass.
Out there.
Seaside
and
is
we do a live. Hold on, no,
Seaside
no. If we do a live show.
Dead.
If we do a live show,
do a
are you
live
come
show,
on stage?
If y'all do a live show in Houston, make sure y'all fuck with the living room. Dead ass.
No, we want you to
wait,
come on stage.
Put us on today. What's
yeah,
what's the living room?
The living room is a lounge. It's a black owned lounge.
It's gonna be niggers.
Y'all got a stage. Lounge. It's gonna be niggas.
Niggers. Like all black.
Niggas.
Everybody black.
Nikas.
I will most definitely come on stage with y'all.
No, we for the live show, show, we need you to like play a game or do like a segment.
Yeah. Alright,
we gonna do that for sure.
Yeah.
Patreon.
I'll twerk. I'll bring bitches on stage. I actually got my best bitch, my roommate currently. Shout out what the fuck.
Shout out
what
the fuck.
Mirpole. Mir. M-I-R dot pole.
Marple. Marple.
She's a
Mirpole. Mir.
She called herself Mir.
Mir.
Demira. But
oh, okay.
Nice.
She's an exotic artist, aerial pole. Amazing. Just in the air. Beautiful body.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's my roommate. Shout
out to her. You gotta bring the bitches out too when we come out to Houston.
I'm not even gonna lie to y'all though. I have fans, but I don't have bitches like that.
Oh, y'all niggas. We the opposite. We are literally
the
opposite.
I don't have bitches like that.
Well, bring
like,
the niggas out.
Like, I think honestly, a lot of bitches be intimidated.
By you?
A lot of bitches be intimidated because I'm so just real with it. And a lot of bitches feel like they gotta be fake and they have to be performative and they have to pander to the patriarchy. I'm just on some like, I am the patriarchy.
It's you.
You feel me? Like, everything the patriarchy wants, I have. It's this pussy right here.
Come on.
Grandiose.
All right, we're going to save that. We're going to save
God
that.
Dip out the patriarchy.
We're getting out of here because the time is running up. And I got to go home and cook.
We got to the picture.
Shout out to darling Nikki. Shout out to y'all for watching and listening.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
My picture.
Bye.